With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app wherever you may be. On the TV side, NBC Sports Washington joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline. He joins us every Friday.
Still waiting.
It's best-selling author and Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He will join us here shortly.
He usually does.
And he was crowing about suggesting that Princeton was way underseeded, right?
That's right.
And also he thought Furman was maybe going to surprise some people.
Virginia was done no favors with that draw.
I wonder, does John then actually fill out brackets?
No way.
You think John's above filling out a
brackets guy?
I mean, maybe he does it with his family, but probably not.
I mean, I don't. I retired from brackets about 5 years ago.
I do one bracket.
I just do like a dozen brackets now. I just do one. And it's usually a horror show.
Right.
By the end of the first weekend.
John, I know you said on Twitter or something that, you know, you don't consider yourself an expert with college basketball. I might consider you a college basketball expert, actually.
Well, it's all relative.
Understood.
My point was that I know more than the committee because almost everybody knows more than the committee. All they do is look at numbers.
Right.
They don't look at basketball games. And you know, if you saw the interview with Chris Reynolds, who, by the way, was a very good player at Indiana once upon a time on Sunday night, every time he was asked a question about why someone was seated where, someone didn't get in, he just started talking about quad one wins and quad two wins and net and stuff like that. He never said anything like, you know, they really guard or a basketball reference. And that's been the case ever since they went away from having coaches on the committee. It's all administrators now. It's all a bunch of glorified fundraisers. Expert is a relative word.
All right, fair enough. But do you even bother at this point in your life to fill out brackets?
No, I haven't filled out a bracket in years. I mean, we talked about that in the past. I told you the story about what happened in 89 when I recommended to my then wife that she not pick Seton Hall over Indiana. She was picking Seton Hall because her father went there. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, if there's one program I know anything about, it's Indiana. They're not losing to Seton Hall. Seton Hall won the game by 20 and went to the championship game.
Right.
And years later, she divorced me.
Because of that.
So, no, I don't fill out brackets. In fact, for a long time now, I've refused to help people with brackets because if I do well, they're going to say, well, you're supposed to know basketball. If I do badly, they're going to say, in fact, Chris Wallace years ago begged me to help him with his bracket. Mm-hmm. And he said, I promise I won't blame you if it goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And I said, all right, finally I did it. And he did badly. My picks weren't very good. And he called me up and he said, did you do that on purpose?
Right. Well,
which I did, by the way. I just screwed up.
Let's just talk about some of the results from yesterday. And look, 13s beat fours. It happens.
Yep.
But UVA, and I know Bennett gets criticized for the pace of play and how he recruits, and you know he did win a national championship. I give up a first round exits for a national championship any day of the week. But the fact that your fifth year senior who started 150 games and has won a national championship, and what's his calling? His calling is his court intelligence. He's a very smart player. For him to do that, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah, it was stunning to see. There's no question, Jason, because of everything you just said about Kihei Clark. And kids, you know, players panic.
Yeah, you're right.
In moments like that, it happens. They're human. I'm seeing all sorts of tweets today from Virginia fans about Tony's style of play again, and how could Clark do that? And you know, you threw in sort of between commas, I know they won a national championship. But then what you said is right. You know, you take five straight first round exits if you get a national championship somewhere in there. And Kihei Clark was responsible for them making the Final Four in 2019. Right. Went and found, got, tracked the ball down in the backcourt and found somebody open, and they made a buzzer beater to put the Purdue game into overtime in the regional final. And he's been a terrific player for 5 years, and he's a good kid, and I just hope people aren't too hard on him. And I did say Monday that Furman was underseeded. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those mid-major teams that nobody watched play basketball. They just looked at a bunch of numbers, and teams like Furman and Princeton don't get to play that many quad one games because the power schools don't want to play them.
Right.
And so, you know, I watched Princeton play the last 2 weeks. I watched their game against Penn when they came from 17 down and won, and I watched their championship game against Yale. They're a good basketball team. They're well coached. They run a style of play that's tough to play against. Now, did I expect them to beat Arizona? No. Mm-mm. But I thought they'd be a tough out, and they were. And that's what the committee, you know, it's funny. It's kind of dichotomous here because the committee and everybody and the TV networks, you know, they celebrate the upsets the first week. Oh, this is great. Princeton beat Arizona. Furman beat Virginia. But they set the tournament up to have as few upsets like that as they can possibly have.
So, John,
because they want the big names advancing ultimately.
Does this become even more of a catch-22 for the Furmans of the world? Like, when they pull this huge upset, now it becomes even tougher for them, like, in the future to schedule opponents. Like, it's great in the moment, but
it's tougher
long
term. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Steve Lapis told me a great story years ago that when he first got the Manhattan job, mm-hmm. he walked into his office the first day. There were literally, like, 100 phone messages from coaches saying, let's play next year, because Manhattan had just gone, I think, 1-27. And like 4 or 5 years later, they make the tournament. You know, he builds the program. They make the tournament. They beat Oklahoma in the first round, and nobody's returning his phone call because nobody wants to play him. Mm. And then basketball being basketball, Steve ends up at Villanova. And in his second or third year, they were supposed to play Delaware. And Mike Bray was the coach, and he called Bray and in the summer. He said, I'm not playing it. And Bray said, what? We have a contract. He said, I know. And, you know, we'll pay off whatever we have to pay off. But you're too good. If I beat you, all my fans are going to say, well, you're supposed to beat Delaware. And if I lose to you, which is possible, I'm going to get crushed. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you, you know, we have a scheduling issue or whatever. I'm just telling you, I'm not playing you. And that's what happens in coaching. The teams that are good, mid-majors that are good, struggle to get
games. Well, your alma mater is playing well. They've won 10 straight, yep. And they held a team in Oral Roberts who during the year, I believe they were averaging the 80s. They held them to 51 yesterday. So, and we kind of talked about it. You know, when they are healthy, even though they're very young, and John Shire obviously in his first year, they are just really good, especially defensively. I mean, they're length,
yeah,
giving
exactly.
a lot of people problems, and they held a team that's averaging 84 a game to 51. So they advanced. They're going to play Tennessee. Now, Tennessee, this is a team that's completely opposite than Oral Roberts. Defensively, they're really good, but offensively, they're challenged. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and they lost their point guard.
Correct.
Zakai Ziegler a few weeks ago, and they haven't been the same team since. And I don't know, again, looking at basketball, how – and it doesn't matter, 4 or 5 game, but I don't know how Tennessee could have been seeded ahead of Duke based on play down the stretch, which should be at least a part of the equation. You know, they say, well, we want to make sure games in November count. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, that's why Duke wouldn't be like a number one, because they had a bunch of losses in the conference early. before they got their whole team healthy. I think the stat is they're 19-1 now.
Yes.
When their whole team is played.
Yeah.
They, you know, obviously played well down the stretch. They won the ACC tournament. John's done a tremendous job. He just has. And I think they're going to be tough out. I mean, could they lose to Tennessee tomorrow? Yeah, they could. But could they go to the Final Four? Yeah, they could.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Roach, who's their one really experienced player, is healthy now. And playing well. And Filipowski has been, to me anyway, a revelation.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think he'd be this good this quickly. But your point, Jason, is right. The reason they're good is because they play really good defense. And that they've done pretty much all year. And then once they got healthy, they've gotten even better.
Talking to John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist. He's brought to you by Golfdom. It's never too early to prepare for the 2023 season. Golfdom can fit you for the latest clubs to get you ready for the season. Also visit Golfdom and Tyson's for the latest cold weather gear. Golfdom, live the game. Let's talk about Maryland a little bit. Nice win against West Virginia and Bob Huggins. Now they take on Alabama next. Your thoughts?
Well, nice win, first of all. Yeah, coming from 13 down to win. That's always a nice win. And Huggins' teams are always tough in the tournament. Again, there was someone I question how they got in. They were 7-11 in their conference. And again, people say, well, the metrics say this, the metrics. Screw the metrics. Somebody asked me last week, I was doing a game on TV, and I said, I thought North Carolina, even though they had a very unimpressive season, probably deserved to get in. And Matt Martucci, who was my partner, said, well, how many quad one wins do they have? I said, I have no idea. I don't even know what a quad one win is. I just know if I'm a team in the tournament, I probably don't want to play North Carolina. And that should be the measuring stick. And by the way, they should have played in the NIT, but that's a separate issue. excuse me. It is a good win for Maryland. It's interesting that Brandon Miller didn't score yesterday for Alabama.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So does that mean something's wrong with him, or does that mean he's going to score 40 on Saturday? We'll just have to see.
I mean, Bama's just so – they're deep, they're athletic. They hit 15 threes last night. I mean,
it's like Mission Impossible.
If Maryland can find a way to slow the game down, kind of like Princeton did against Arizona, because Arizona's offense is obviously very good, but they weren't last night because Princeton, they kind of got lulled into that. So if Maryland can somehow figure that out and obviously shut Miller down I guess they got an outside shot, but I would probably say no.
It's like Jim Valvano said before they played Houston. All I know is we're the only team that has a shot because we're playing.
Right.
And you don't have a shot unless you're playing. And they're playing, so they have a shot.
So today you've got Hurley coaching against Patino. UConn is playing Iona. UConn's a pretty sizable favorite by about 10 points, but anytime Patino's on, you know, out there on the sideline, it's a must watch TV, I think. And then Hurley is just so fiery, but UConn, they're a really tough team. They play hard. So your thoughts on this matchup?
Well, they've been a roller coaster, UConn. Yep. You know, they started out great. I think they were 14-0, and then at one point lost 5 of 6, and now they're playing much, much better. Danny is crazy on the sideline. I will see that game today. I'm up here in Albany. It was funny yesterday because when Patino was walking around, all the New York media are here. And it's not because they want to see Iona.
Right.
It's because they expect him to be at St. John's by Monday, Patino. And, you know, when he's walking down the hall, he's got this entourage surrounding him. And, you know, Rick loved it. You know, Rick is the king of the spotlight. And he'll be out there performing and coaching because he's a hell of a coach during that game. I came here because I think there are a bunch of great games and stories. VCU versus St. Mary's, completely contrasting styles, is the first game. I don't know why it's at 2:00, but you know, TV. And then Drake is a great story. They play Miami, father son combination. The son
DeVries
was the player of the year in the NBC. Sort of like Greg McDermott and his son years ago at Creighton. So that's a fun story too. And of course, Indiana is going to play Kent State, and Rob Senderoff, the Kent State coach, was right in the middle of that Kelvin Sampson scandal in Indiana, and it's not exactly Mr. Popular in Bloomington.
Oh.
So I think this is a great day here in Albany. I'm looking forward to it.
John, I'm not going to lead the witness, and I actually don't know. What are your thoughts on the World Baseball Classic? Are you a fan?
I am, actually. I like it. You know, you guys know I like baseball, although I'm sick about Edwin Diaz. I mean, I'm just sick. And I would be, by the way, if he played for someone other than the Mets. But, you know, it's sort of typical of what happens to the Mets that that he got hurt in a celebration, for crying out loud. Right. And they, it's not like they were celebrating winning the tournament. They had just advanced, that it was all, by winning that game the other night against the Dominican. I know they're big rivals and all, but I think it's fun. I think it's kind of fun. And you see some really good players taking part, and we'll see how the Diaz injury affects players taking part in the future. But I do like it. Yeah, I do.
Hey, why do you think Lamar Jackson is seemingly getting no interest?
Well, I think a lot of it is because he wants like $250 million guaranteed.
That's a lot and of money.
That's a lot of money. A lot of money. And even if you sign him, you're not guaranteed to get him. Because the Ravens, I think the Ravens would match. I think they'd feel forced to match. You can't let, if you're the Ravens, I've said this before, you can't let Lamar Jackson leave. You can't. He's a guy who, if he stays healthy, I know that's an if, but if he stays healthy the next 10 years, he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback. You don't let a Hall of Fame quarterback walk. I don't think you trade Juan Soto either, but that's a different issue. and plus, you know, NFL owners talk to one another. I mean, if you think there's not collusion in the NFL, I got some oceanfront land to sell you in Oklahoma.
Yeah. That they're in a tough spot, because especially if they know that he's gonna match it, then, well, they've just raised the bar on quarterback.
Yeah, no, what they would be doing is they'd be giving Lamar Jackson a raise and probably won't end up with him. And yeah, even if they did, it's still risky because you got to give up two number ones.
Yeah. Real quick, I know we asked you last week about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets because you're a Jets guy, and then he had his interview that half a million people were watching on YouTube. I was one of them. I was kind of intrigued by it. Thoughts now, where he said he did decide last Friday that he wants to come back and play, and he wants to play for the Jets.
Well, I have two thoughts. First of all, why does Pat McAfee wear that muscle shirt?
That's his signature.
He's a wrestling guy. That's the only thing I can think.
Okay, because he sure as hell doesn't look like a wrestling guy. but beyond that, my goal right now today is to go through an entire day, and it's ruined for today. Thanks, Eric. Not hearing Aaron Rodgers' name.
I mean, he's going to be your quarterback.
That's how all those Jets fans are feeling. I was listening to him.
Even Jets fans don't want him.
Well, and I'm a Jets fan.
I know that's what I'm saying.
And I'm like, you know, if I hear Mike Greenberg one more time, and I don't watch their show, I don't even know what their show is, but I do flip around in the morning.
Yeah.
And if I hear him go on one more time, Aaron Rodgers is going to win us the Super Bowl, blah, 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 I'm just going to throw up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's, it, by the way, in terms of the actual football aspect of it, it's a huge risk. They're going to pay him $50 million. They're going to bust up their cap, and he's going to play one, maybe 2 years, and let's do a little quiz. How many Super Bowls has he and Trent Dilfer each won?
Right.
One apiece.
Same amount, yep.
And look, he's a hell of a player. He's a Hall of Famer. Don't get me wrong. But you know, this notion that the Jets are going to win the next five Super Bowls if he goes there is just ridiculous.
Well, that was the one thing that irritated me, is they asked a lot of questions. And I thought some of them were reasonably good. No one asked him how long he wants to play for the Jets. No one.
Well, he said that before he went into the darkness, he was going to retire.
Yeah. Yeah, 90-10.
So he goes back into the darkness again in July. I made a mistake. Oh, God is telling me not to play football. I'm going to go get $50 million to do TV.
Yeah.
And also, John, there's also a chance, and I know that Brady kind of proved this wrong, but there's also a chance that Aaron, who's going to be 40, just starts playing like a 40-year-old.
Well, and that's a good point, Jason, because he wasn't as good last year,
right,
as he has been now. Everybody, well, he didn't have his receivers and all that stuff. And, you know, the great ones, the true. You ever hear Brady whine about his receivers? I mean, you know, other than Randy Moss, how many Hall of Fame receivers did he have? He had some good ones. Mm-hmm. But it's not like he had a bunch of Hall of Fame receivers, including at Tampa. He had probably had better receivers at Tampa than in New England. Mm-hmm. But the great ones just play. And Rodgers has never been a just play guy. He's been a just wine guy. And he's a great player, by the way, which is why he gets away with it.
I like that. It's a just, he's just a just wine guy. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you,
John.
So I said something worthwhile this morning.
Of course.
Have fun up there in Albany.
All right. I'm going to try to avoid the snow.
How much is on the ground?
Oh, there's lots on the ground. It snowed a lot Tuesday and into Wednesday, but it was 50 yesterday. It was fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, John.
All right, guys.
Yep.
Have a good weekend.
Yep. Hope best-selling nobody brings Aaron Rodgers to you tomorrow.
Best-selling author John Feinstein brought to you by Golfdom. It's never too early to prepare for the 2023 season. Golfdom can fit you in the latest clubs to get you ready for the season. Also, visit Golfdom and Tyson's for the latest cold weather gear. Golfdom, live the game. Coming up next, we open up EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, a bit later in the show at 9 o'clock, Chris Nockey, Maryland Terps color analyst, is going to join us. That's at 9 to talk about their big win against West Virginia. And they face now the one seed, Alabama, in what is a home game because they're playing Birmingham.
Right.
So C-Nock joins us coming up at 9.
All right, let's talk about the entertainment page brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. The most hated jeweler in America is not in the jewelry business. He's in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
I'm flying to Buffalo tomorrow.
That's your lead?
Yeah, it's going to be 33 degrees. Do I bring my big...
Puffy coat?
Yeah, my big red puffy coat.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to be outside.
On the plane? Do I bring that on the plane?
Let's wear your homie's jacket.
I wear it's that everywhere. Thick. That thing is warm.
It'll work.
I would wear the puffy jacket just because it's so big, it'll probably spill into the next seat, and somebody will just give you that seat.
It's a small plane. By the way, have you seen all the stories about all the near misses? They're continuing.
I know.
And supposedly...
What's going on?
Well, they're saying that there's a lot of things going on, but one of the things going on is... Like, we're just way behind the times in technology.
Uh-oh.
Way behind the times in technology. And these high-traffic airports especially.
How are we behind the times in
I don't know.
Air travel?
There haven't been upgrades to the tech in a long time.
I don't know. Maybe we're spending money elsewhere on other things.
Well, I would make air safety a priority.
That's true. I agree.
I would make upgrading that old-ass technology priority one.
But it does seem like every week you do hear a story saying, like that.
It's not even just like it seems like. It is a fact we're having more near misses. Yeah. More reported near misses. So I'm getting nervous.
I would certainly be nervous.
And I'm on a little plane.
What time does your flight leave?
Early.
Like how eight, early? Eight. Bloody Mary?
No.
No, not time for Bloody Mary.
But once I get there, then,
then it's on.
And then we're tailgating.
Then it's go time.
Right.
And you fly today, you said?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
I'm going to fly tomorrow and then just come back Sunday. 24-hour trip. All right, so I was telling the boys about this. I was surprised you guys didn't see this story that apparently Giselle does have a new beau, but it's not the jiu-jitsu instructor. No. In fact, her boyfriend apparently is the ex-husband of Elle McPherson. I think he's 58 years old. He's an old fogey, but he's boys with Tom Brady. He owns a bunch of stuff. I think he owns he's 55. He owns the Fontainebleau Hotel there in Miami.
Sounds like a nice spot.
We've been by it.
I don't think I've ever set foot on the property, but I'm sure it's amazing.
There's a bunch of photos of Tom and this guy out to dinner, like basketball games, courtside with Giselle.
Jeffrey Soffer.
Is swooping in and allegedly tagging Tom's ex. That's a violation of man's code right there, Cakes.
Yeah, it's not cool. It's not really cool, but look.
Drabby,
they're not together anymore.
This isn't upsetting you at all? This is upsetting?
It's not upsetting me.
Yeah, why would it upset Drabby?
Tom's boy, his rich friend, is swooping in.
Because they probably weren't that close of friends.
There's a bunch of photos of them together. And if, you know, like dinner
fake,
together.
Fake friends.
Fake friends. Business friends.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Like me and Drab, we're fake friends.
Plus, they're already divorced.
What?
Plus, they're already divorced.
They are divorced. So you divorce Sarah and Matt starts tagging. You'd not
be
better.
So bitter.
You'd be not bitter you would be? That vitiligo wiener?
Hey, he can take medicine for it. There's some medicine out on the market.
Yeah, but let's say you're divorced. Yeah. You're not going to care. You're not going to care if JC Toro starts tagging Sarah.
He sliced for the ADs.
Buying her Coronas with grenadine.
See? So you should be.
Soffer, by the way, estimated to be worth $2
billion. $2
billion.
So you think if you're like a regular.
She's not going to go out with a jiu-jitsu instructor.
We all thought she was tagging the jiu-jitsu guy.
No, the jiu-jitsu guy's trying. He's trying hard.
Right.
He got friend zone.
Right.
And he's
trying to
get out of that friend zone.
Right.
Here's the thing. Jiu-jitsu guy is like the emotional support for Giselle.
Yeah.
And
keep her shape.
And he's trying to parlay that into the buns.
Mm.
But he's too poor.
Right.
Banger.
She's That's banging why he the needs billionaire.
Rich, yeah, he needs she needs rich ding-a-ling.
Yes.
She can't have poor jiu-jitsu ding-a-ling.
Right. Right.
And this guy's working hard.
He owns hotels.
He's listening to all her problems. You know what I mean? Being there for
supposedly.
Her, comforting
oh,
her.
Oh, he also has a
out.
Great story. He dated Elle McPherson.
No, he's married to her.
Oh, he's married to Elle McPherson, but also he survived a helicopter crash.
All these rich guys.
That's on the resume.
Rich guys.
Again, I don't understand how, like, a helicopter drops out of the sky. Yeah. It looks like it's made out
of
tinker
toys. Well, maybe it's just a rough landing.
Okay, but still, you want
to get
in a helicopter?
Of course not.
I'm never going to get in a helicopter.
I'll never get in a helicopter until I'm dead.
Ever. Ever,
if
ever,
I'm, like,
ever.
Dead in a car accident.
Right, like shock trauma. Yeah, that's when you're going to get a helicopter.
Yeah, I'll never willingly go in a helicopter.
But we got duped.
You got duped? You thought it was the jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah, and he's just the emotional support friend.
Right. Hey. Meanwhile, she's tagging this guy once a week, secret rendezvous. He owns a bunch of hotels.
So did she move back to California? She's not still in Florida.
I think she might still be in Florida, different house or something.
Right.
So they could both kind of co-parent the kids.
He's trying to teach her what a Kimura is, and she's off banging a multi-billionaire.
Yeah, he's probably
look at
so
you
better.
With a nice term.
I had to look it up, JP. You think I knew what a Kimura
and he's not
was?
Alvin Kimura didn't have a great year.
I'm not Luke Thomas. Yeah, you're right. Alvin Kimura had a down year, and I drafted him like number 10.
Right.
It was not good. It was no bueno, actually.
He's 55. How old is she? About 47?
42, I think.
Oh, she's only 42?
Yes, I
believe
so.
She just doesn't care that he's going to donk off way before her.
His pops, His pops is apparently Donald Soffer, who just created a city in Florida out of swampland.
How do you do that?
I couldn't tell you.
His dad is 90 years old. It says American businessman who's most known for developing Florida swampland into what became the city of Aventura, Florida.
Never heard of it.
Can you
I'm
imagine,
sure it's silly, though.
Can you imagine that instructor going in for a kiss and he stops her? Giselle stops him and goes, sorry, you're too poor.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't kiss paupers.
You got you. Why don't you look up this pauper's net worth?
What's his name?
$5 million.
What's his name again?
It's some Brazilian.
I'll take
she
that.
Makes $5 million for doing like one ad campaign.
You're calling him a pauper, and Valdez is calling him a poor jiu-jitsu
instructor. Relative pauper.
Right.
He's worth the jiu-jitsu instructor's worth $5 million.
That jiu-jitsu instructor doesn't have $25 internet cable like Valdez does. He's not stealing his television.
Whoa. That's a huge accusation.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking
Valdez
about.
Valdez has 40,000 channels for $10. Okay. Right. The instructor's
Valdez,
the poor guy.
They're all allegations.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. All right, do you have some of the new Tay-Tay songs
that
were released?
I have one song.
Tay-Tay.
So did you know this, Jason? So she made an announcement yesterday, I guess. She's got some new tour coming out, but in
maybe
honor of
maybe she has a new tour
she
coming.
Does.
She
does have a new tour, okay. And it's selling
tour.
Out multiple nights.
I'm not a Swiftie. I don't know.
Swiftie.
I love Tay-Tay.
I'm a mini Swiftie.
I like her fine, but I'm not a Swiftie.
I think she's hot.
So I guess in honor of it, is it starting this week or something?
Yes.
She released 4 songs last night at midnight. Tay-Tay, here's one of them.
Tay-Tay.
It's your girl.
When you think of all the late nights, late fights over the phone.
Sounds like all the others.
Well,
still like them. They're still hits.
A heart is drawn around your name in someone's handwriting, not mine.
Is her voice legit silly? Remember, didn't she have a performance like 10 years ago?
Where she sounded terrible?
Where she sounded horrible. She was off key and everyone grilled her.
Don't know.
Is this all just like auto-tune and she's a big fake?
There's probably some
of that.
Is she
Milli Vanilli?
I don't think she's Milli Vanilli. I saw her at Nats Park in 2015.
But she sounds amazing.
She sounded really good. Yeah. Now, maybe part of it was a track. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she sounded good live.
Does she have a track when she sings live?
Golden ears.
This is not a hit.
Last time, I believe, she released an album, on Spotify or whatever. I believe it's the first time it's ever happened. Every track was in the top 20 or something.
That's what happens when you sell out 3 nights at AT&T Stadium.
Mm. I think it's the first time it's ever happened that literally every single was like a top 20 hit.
She's doing three
she
nights at
them.
NRG Stadium.
She might have even had like the top 10, all of them.
She's just adding dates left and right all over the place.
But not here.
This number that sounds like all the other numbers, but slow, played at a funeral, probably be number one.
I'm sure it will be.
We didn't even get to, it was so boring, we didn't even get to the chorus.
Oh, I thought we were there.
We were?
Boring.
I'm so thankful for all of the girls you loved.
Anything she puts out, I like.
I mean, she's
kinda
fine.
Kind of catchy, not going to lie.
Yeah. Is it like catchy? What's the catchy part?
I don't know. Just like
a little bit catchy. Don't know what to tell you.
I like you call it funeral music.
Well, I mean, it's butt slow.
All right, but that was one of the 4. I mean, other 3 might have been faster.
Okay, you don't have to defend her. She's a superstar.
All right, but you're killing her. Calling her
poo. She's not going to date you.
Yeah.
That is true.
Last but not least, I don't even know. Why are these Duggars? Why are they
the
famous?
Duggars.
The Duggars, the Duggars. Why are they famous?
They're the Duggars.
They have
100
kids. And one of them's like a pedo and he's in jail.
I guess. I don't know.
And he's like creepy and he's got a wife and kids, but I think they found like Jared's computer. Like, you know what I mean?
You don't want anything to do with Jared Fogle's computer.
So this dude was sentenced to like 12 years in the poke. I mean, just ridiculous, you know, whatever. I mean, you deserve it. I guess you got child porn. But they've extended his prison time, apparently, and he remains in solitary confinement because he snuck in a cell phone.
Good. He sounds like a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Keep him in prison longer, please.
So how do they sneak in the cell phone? Is it like a small one and someone puts it where the sun don't shine?
Maybe they put it between the cheeks.
And then a visitor gives it to him or something?
But don't visitors
and how do
go
they get
like,
busted for it?
Don't they go through like a mag when they go in, like a metal detector? Wouldn't that go off if you're sneaking in a cell phone?
Maybe it's like one of those little flip phones or something.
Yeah, but it's got to have some money metal pieces to it, right?
Yeah.
Set off the detector.
Anyway, He was initially scheduled to be released August 22nd, 2032. Can you imagine every day off days on a calendar?
So he was scheduled to be released in 2032, and they're already adding, they're
pushing it back.
An extension?
Well, they didn't add it that much. He got added another 2 months.
Okay.
So now he can't get out until October 2nd of 2032. But again, he's still in solitary as punishment for sneaking in the cell phone, which they busted him for in February.
Mm-hmm.
So that's hurt. Don't sneak in a phone.
How many kids did the Duggars have? 20?
I think it's something around.
He's
there.
One of them.
By the way, we've been doing Duggars.
Were they adopted
Duggars
or did
Duggars?
She all poop them all out?
Duggars.
Yeah, the Duggars, right.
Were they adopted kids or did they come down the silly?
I think they came down the pipe.
They did? They came down the pipeline?
All natural.
Wow, that's
crazy.
By the
way, we've been doing this show so long that Ray Carruth, okay, was in prison for murder.
He's out?
He's out.
He was out.
He's been out
years.
Since 2018.
Yeah, 5 years.
Out for
you think I'm paying attention to Ray?
That's how
where
we
you
are.
Been?
Well,
I don't pay attention to Ray Carruth.
Oh, he moved to Pennsylvania, Jason's favorite state.
Yep.
What's after his release.
No idea.
Probably goes to Bucknell games.
He probably does.
Commanders might want to give him a tryout.
Yeah, we could use a receiver.
I mean, he's been out for 4.5 years.
Oh, my God.
What did he serve, 15?
Served 18 years.
Jeez.
Man, life is flying by, Case.
Jason still thinks he's part of the penal system.
I mean, I haven't thought about Ray Carruth.
Remember how riveting that trial was, though? That was silly.
Watched every single day.
Horrible story. Oh, my God.
All right, coming up next, we're going to fill you in on the John Feinstein's favorite topic, Aaron Rodgers. It seems to be a stalemate between the Jets and the Packers. Who has more leverage in this situation? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How many pubs / bars are open currently with people getting hammered?
A decent amount.
I would guess a lot of them.
What time do you think? Just like in Arlington.
It's too early.
No.
What time's the first game?
I think that's not for the game. I think it's just for St. Paddy's.
Okay.
Let's see. My buddy just sent me a text. He goes, the pub has a line outside and full inside right now. It's 9 a.m.
Hey, yeah, messing around.
Hey, let's call a bar in Dublin.
Wacky radio bit.
Yeah.
Standard.
The good old days.
Morning zoo bit.
Hey, top of the morning to you.
I got to say, I don't think in our 26 years we've ever done that.
You want to call a pub in Dublin?
I don't think we ever have done that.
I'll call one right now.
We should have a pub in Dublin.
And ask to talk to their drunkest patron.
It's a big day for you, JC, right? Like, how much Irish are you? You're a lot Irish?
Yeah, but I don't. I'm 50% probably, maybe 30%.
Uh-huh. I think.
But believe me, the last thing I would do is go to an Irish pub at 9 a.m. and start boozing.
No, not going to do that.
We used to do it. I still remember when we were on HFS and we did like a bar crawl on St. Paddy's Day in Baltimore, hammered.
Okay, but what time did we start?
It was during the day. I don't know what time.
Wasn't it 9 a.m.?
Man,
it was during the day.
I don't even know if I recall that.
What's
I'm sure
earliest,
we probably did it. But
I guess for a noon kick tailgating, I probably have started drinking around 9:30 or 10.
Saturdays,
but it's been a long time.
During fall, what are we in, spring? During Saturdays, during lacrosse season, I start drinking at 10:30
every Saturday.
Yeah,
you better start to bring your drinking pants up to Buffalo, EP.
Well, what time's the game tomorrow?
Noon.
And your flight's at 8:15. You'll be up there.
I arrive at 9:30.
You'll probably start drinking by 10:30.
Probably 10:30.
We're going to be drinking transfusions, and then we're going to wax that Canisius ass out of the lacrosse field.
It could be a good game. We could lose.
Two Italians pretending to be Irish.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Drab has – what do you have, Drab?
Let's call Conor McGregor's bar in Dublin. He's always there.
Well, he's not there now. What time is it right now?
He was definitely at the Caps Rangers game a few nights ago.
It's one in the afternoon.
He's always there. I follow him on Instagram.
He loves himself.
He's in that bar 24/7.
Aren't they saying like he's a legit alcoholic? Like,
well, then he's probably
like he's got a real problem with alcohol, and that's part of the reason why his career's gone.
Do Irish people go as crazy for St. Paddy's Day as we do here?
Let's find out.
They are fans of St.
You're not. Are you guys doing a bit? You really want to call an Irish bar?
Well, we're doing a bit of a bit.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We're mocking the bit.
We're mocking the bit, but actually doing
the bit. Mock the bit? I wouldn't even know what to say.
You ask for
top of the morning, ask for the drunkest patron, and see if there's a pot of gold.
Let me speak to Patty O'Gallagher.
Yeah.
Put him on the phone.
Yeah. Ask him what that potato famine was like.
Right. Ask for Colm Cakes.
When did that happen? In the 1920s?
Yeah. Cakes. Why don't we call the Inchirin bar?
Oh, the Sheeran?
That
bar looked like a very depressing spot. That was a very depressing movie, but it was well done.
Ask him to sing a tune or something.
Yeah. See, ask if Brendan Gleeson is there, if he's cut off any digits. Sorry if I spoiled that for anybody. That movie's been out for a year.
So you have to drink Guinness today? Is that the idea?
Harp?
You have to have Harp.
Or some sort of a whiskey.
You could do a shot of Jameson tomorrow in honor of St. Paddy's Day.
That's fine.
Belated.
Yeah, listen to Cranberries.
Oh, the Cranberries. I don't know why you're not playing them right now.
Did the lead singer, Dolores O'Riordan, did she die in a tub?
I believe she died in the tub.
She decided she was not happy with the world.
Oh, God, she was so good.
I think she was like
so talented.
Hardcore, like, alcoholic. She
sure.
was fighting those demons for a long time.
Lots of demons.
Why'd you fight it? Just embrace it.
Couldn't.
Well, I mean... Some people can't just embrace it.
Enough was enough.
Because they can't stop.
Right.
You can't put the brakes on when they need to.
I know Feinstein didn't like any sort of talk about Aaron Rodgers. He's sick of it, but it continues
to go
on and on.
He's not the only one. I think a lot of people are sick of the Aaron Rodgers dragging this whole thing
Listen, I know that we've always ragged on him for not talking to his family. That's really weird. As far as we know, there hasn't been like any abuse or anything. Like for some reason, he doesn't get along with his parents, right? His brother.
Mm-hmm.
I assume it's not like an abuse thing. If it is, then I get it.
I've never heard.
But beyond that, has he? He said he's always been known as a whiner.
Is it still that bad?
I don't think he talks.
I don't know what the latest update is.
I didn't know that Aaron Rodgers was known as a whiner. I just know in the last couple of years he's taken a beating.
I think. I think he's come off as a deflector sometimes. and maybe not owning his part and not winning more Super Bowls and that sort of thing. I know I actually didn't even click on the story, but I saw something like Skip Bayless took a victory lap that he called this 15 years ago. That Aaron Rodgers was a whiner, essentially, and that sort of thing.
He's breaking out EB's back padding machine, something from 15 years ago. He's going way back.
Right.
But here's the thing. If you're the Packers, you're not in a rush, really. You want good compensation if you're going to get rid of him.
Hell yeah.
But if you're the Jets, you're like, you don't want to give up a couple of first-round picks if the guy might only be around for a year.
I can't believe
maybe 2 years.
No one has asked them, okay, you want to come back to the Jets, but for how long? Are you promising them? There's no way he told them, listen, I'll probably only play 1 year. He had to have told them he wants to play at least multiple years, right?
Finish out the contract.
Yeah, at least.
I'm not guaranteeing you they talked about it. Yeah,
they had to have.
Sure.
There's no
now,
way.
The fact that Pat McAfee didn't ask him, I don't really care about that.
But Pat McAfee had like 100 people in studio, had Pac-Man Jones in studio, had all these people in
and
studio.
And no one said, how do you want, yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. Yeah. Unless he told them before the interview, I don't want to talk about it.
Pac-Man Jones doing that?
I don't know. It was the weirdest thing. Pac-Man, it was funny, though, because he asked them about the darkness.
Right.
And about how them serving food through a hole. And he said, sounds just like prison.
Pac-Man's probably bitter that Juju Reese had a monster game against his Mountaineers yesterday. Probably salty. Probably wasn't happy.
Probably was. But I actually found Pac-Man Jones, of all people, to be charming. And McAfee, listen,
especially like in a bar at like 1:30
in
the morning.
Yeah, well, yeah, I wouldn't want to bump into the guy.
Yeah, probably not that charming.
But I did think.
Why did McAfee ask Pac-Man, why did you punch the girl in the face outside of a bar?
Right.
I don't know.
But let's put him on my show.
Right. I don't know if he's a regular on the show. But I did notice, hey, Drab, did you watch the McAfee thing when they had Aaron Rodgers? $500,000? I was one of the $500,000.
It was an iconic moment in broadcast.
Right. Didn't you find it cringy? Now I know how people feel when we get this way, where you asked them about the wiping again. Like, it was just cringy.
Oh, I think I turned off by then.
Oh, you did?
I watched it for like 30 minutes.
It's like, yeah, I think he's done that bit with him a couple times where you ask him, like, are you doing two wipes in the dark? Like, how do you, you know what I mean? Like, doing that bit.
Okay.
God, it was really annoying.
People don't like McAfee.
I respect what he's doing.
I respect the show. They have so much energy.
So much. They're making so much dough.
They're turning the broadcast
story
industry
this
on
morning.
Its head.
No, he's been very successful.
So he's got a $120 million deal with FanDuel. Just ponder that for
a second.
Man,
it's the dream. It's called the dream.
He's got a four-year, $30 million a year deal.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying he could break it because there's a ton more. He's like talking to Amazon and other companies.
Right.
There's more money out for him.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that he might actually break the deal with FanDuel because he's got more money out there that he's leaving on the table.
He has a Bud Light sponsorship.
I feel so poor after hearing that latest
nugget
about him.
Yeah. All the money that's coming in.
$30 million a year. And by the way, does he just stand up the whole time?
Stands up a lot. Sometimes
stands
he sits
up the
down.
Whole time.
No, he sits down. Sometimes.
And then do they do it right? And they have a basketball court right there, like a full court basketball court from where he broadcasts from.
They have a massive building.
Yeah. I think he's got a full court basketball court right in front of him.
Well, that's what you can do when you're getting
when you get $30 million
a year. He goes out there and shoots threes, and
he probably told
unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Be an amazing studio. Probably none of that
way,
in his pocket.
He's probably going to call wrestler too.
He's probably going to call Dublin today.
He might call
probably
Dublin.
Will.
This is one writer's take on Aaron Rodgers. You were wondering about his reputation over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
This, I'm not familiar with the writer, but it says, this isn't new for Rodgers. He has been the Baron of Bellyache since he was taken 24th overall
nice
in his draft. A slight so damaging to his psyche that he's reminded anyone, anywhere, about what a horrific injustice it was at the time and remains for nearly two decades. Never mind that Joe Montana, he of four Super Bowl wins, was a third round pick. And Tom Brady, who won six Super Bowls, actually seven, right? Well, I guess it says with one team and added a seventh, was a sixth round pick and watched six quarterbacks get drafted before him. Rodgers watched one, which coincidentally is the same number of Super Bowl rings he has. This is who he is. The crown prince of complaints, the duke of denouncements.
Do you think he would have been that way if he wasn't sort of publicly embarrassed on draft day? Where they just had the cameras on him as he was sliding.
I don't know.
No.
It could just be his personality.
It goes on to say
he's notoriously hard on young receivers, ripping last year's crop in front of reporters during training camp. Later last season on McAfee's show, he mused that maybe some teammates should have their reps cut because they weren't playing up the snuff.
I remember that. He was definitely was calling out his teammates publicly, which is never really a cool thing. 100%.
So we'll see what happens, whether the Jets
are able to pick him up
for a couple of second rounders.
Like you were saying yesterday, let's just assume the deal happens. I mean, if you're the Jets, he's got to lead you to minimum. AFC championship. If you're going to go out there and trade a one or high picks, you're going to pay the guy $100 million in 2 years. You are doing that because you need to make the AFC championship at minimum. Anything else is a failure.
Coming up next, we will get back in the NCAA tournament. Maryland with the big win over West Virginia yesterday. Chris Nockey, their color analyst, joins us here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.